Welcome back to another episode of The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. This week we're talking about Shelley Andre Brooks. Born January 22nd, 1969 in Detroit, Michigan. He has victim count of 7 to 20 plus in a crime span of 2001 to 2006 in the state of Michigan. He was apprehended June 26, 2006, and he's imprisoned at the George Robert Cotton Correctional Facility in Jackson, Michigan. Brooks was born on January 22, 1969 in Detroit, Michigan, but later raised in Ann Arbor, around 40 to 50 miles from Detroit. His father neglected him, and when he was 4, his mother left the family, leaving him in the hands of his grandparents. Brooks was reported to be angry at his mother throughout his childhood, and though he never saw her again after she left the family, throughout his early years, Brooks showed signs of low intelligence. As victims, Brooks targeted middle-aged female prostitutes or homeless drug addicts. He committed his crimes around the city of Detroit, dumping their bodies in abandoned buildings and houses. He was able to easily win his victims' trust because of his own life on the streets. He started killing at the age of 32 in 2001, and throughout the next 5 years, he would kill at least 6 more women until 2006 at the age of 36. He is suspected up to 20 plus murders from as early as 1999. His methods: Brooks would take his victims to abandoned buildings and houses where he sexually assaulted and sodomized them, then beat them to death with rocks. He left his victims' bodies in the same abandoned buildings he lured them into. His victims ranged from 30 to 54 years old. His victims: Sandra Davis, 54. Date of murder was August 16, 2001. Pamela Greer, 33. January 22, 2002. Marion Daniels, 36. April 14, 2002. Rhonda Miles, 45, April 22nd, 2002. Thelma Johnson, 30, November 5th, 2002. Then he waited all the way until Melissa Toston, 38, October 18th of 2005. And then an unidentified female in June 5th, 2006. Arrest, exposure, and trial. On June 26, 2006, Brooks was arrested for sexually assaulting a woman. After his arrest, his DNA was transferred into the database in an effort to possibly connect him to any unsolved cold cases. Authorities had their first hit after they successfully linked him to the 2002 slaying of Pamela Greer. Thanks to further research, they exposed his involvement in other murders. In 2007, he was found guilty and was sentenced to 2 terms of life imprisonment. He is currently in prison at the Jackson G. Robert Cotton Correctional Facility in Jackson, Michigan. All right, everybody, it's another short one. That's Shelley Andre Brooks. Thank you all for listening. I will probably put up another couple short ones since I've been gone for a little while. But I appreciate y'all listening. Anyways, till next time, take care.